Good morning and welcome to day 22 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. On this Saturday morning, I hope that you have slept in a little and are joining us later in the day. But if you've gotten up first thing and are watching this at 7 o'clock, I hope I'm still in bed as you are watching this. Today, our focus is on how you should pray. How should we pray? Pastor Zach points out that Jesus taught his disciples how to pray by giving them and us the Lord's Prayer. A number of weeks ago, I preached about the Lord's Prayer in worship, and I suggested that we should rename the Lord's Prayer the Disciples' Prayer. Why? Because it's been given to us by Jesus as a way to pray, and it actually is a prayer that Jesus gave us and as disciples, and so it's a prayer that I think we should take some ownership of. And in fact, I think we should take some ownership and not just have it memorized and worry about saying the right words, but understanding what the prayer is intended to do, which is to teach us how to pray. Jesus says, pray like this. He doesn't say pray this way. He says, pray like this. So many of us worry about whether we've said the prayer correctly. Should it be trespasses, sins, debts? Should we be praying against a time of trial or temptation? And rather than worrying about whether we're praying it the old way, the right way, the thee and the thou way, maybe we should be focusing on what it is encouraging us to pray about. And instead of using the words that we've memorized and can recite without really thinking about them, maybe we should think about using our own words that communicate what is intended from the original prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. If we were to personalize and modify the Lord's Prayer and use it as a template and to pray for things within each of those categories, it would become more personal. It would become a model for us, which is really what it was intended. I wonder if it'd become more meaningful for you and for me if we did that. Certainly in times of corporate prayer, we would want to pray it the way that we have become accustomed to praying it together, which is meaningful. But other times, I wonder if we shouldn't be praying it a little more personally and using it as a guideline and using our own words. When we say we don't know how to pray, Jesus has told us, has taught us, has given us a model. Why don't we use it? Maybe use it in your prayers today. Maybe use it in your prayers this week. I'd be interested to hear how that goes for you and how maybe it even changes how you think about the Lord's Prayer when you pray it the way that it's been written and that you have had it memorized. It's been good spending some time with you this morning. Tomorrow morning, I invite you to spend time with the gathered body of Christ here at Ascension Lutheran Church at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, here in person in Citrus Heights or online where you're watching these videos. And I'll look forward to gathering you with you for another video come Monday morning. Take care.